on the hill at you, you could step out of the way. So if you embrace this esoteric knowledge, you can see their codes. And they're all the elites. That's why I love the pyramid, compartmentalization, levels of the bricks, the eyes on the top. They're all compartmentalized. They're all in secret societies, fraternal orders, think tanks, NGOs, blah, blah, blah. Okay? And from what I heard about Babylon and the Tower of Babel, the allegory goes, Nimrod was trying to build the Tower of Babel to get to heaven, to like get up there, whatever he wanted to do with God, right? Because he was like a demigod on earth. So God was like, we ain't doing that. And he smited the people by scattering the languages so they couldn't communicate to finish the tower. Which tower right there, bam, like tower, come on, twin towers, tower, Trump Tower, like tower, tower, we all, tower, tower, tower. It's so esoteric, the tower. But anyways, the Tower of Babel, he scattered languages, they couldn't finish it because they couldn't speak to each other. And that's where like shit kind of spread. But the elites in their groups, they kept their esoteric code. And that's how they spoke from then on. They had their same language, the esotericism. And that's where all like, that's why the Freemasons embraced that allegory.
Man, this is deep. Check this out, because you brought up pyramids, right?